Her violence does call me, I've answered before. I've made many enemies and settled my scores. But I did grow weary and I settled down, and proudly bore the weight of my crown. I lived on my lonesome away in the far, where there was no violence to trouble my heart. I hung up my sword and I raised up my arm, and lied as I said that I never would go. But came a cry from a man that I'd known, someone to whom a compassion I'd shown. And so I opened up my door to the man who promised me blood and war. Oh, woe to thee, ye people of Ordai. Hope your homes continue to smolder and that you never rise again. Leave me be and leave my friends. I followed him far to a distant land, where he had been exiled by one single man. His horns, they were wicked, his power was great. And you looked in his eyes and were swallowed by hate. He took me to shelter his humble abode, a pitiful cavern his comrades called home. He handed me bedding and bid me adieu, and I sat and I pondered on what I should do. For I crave violence, I crave to be free from the people who wish to control me. Yes, I believe in anarchy's reign. I know the dictators only bring pain. Oh, what to think, people of all thy hope, your homes continue to smolder, and that you never rise again. Leave me be and leave my friends. I prepared for battle, I hoarded and schemed, but I did not know war was not what it seemed. My allies unstable, their loyalty thin. Yes, we would have victory, but what would we win? The battle was chaos, but roared in my ears a chain of explosions. They looked up with fear, they set up a leader and shouted hoorays. And I shuddered and realized that I'd been betrayed. Is this what you want? Corruption and power? Well, I won't stand for it. This is my hour. Now I release my peace upon thee. And I laughed in pain as I watched them all flee. Oh, woe to thee, people of Ordai. Hope your homes continue to smolder, and that you never rise again. Woe to those who call me a friend. I fled until silence was all I could hear. The voices on screaming now hummed in my ears. The cold, it was lonely, but I was alone. And I promised that I'd not let blood taint my home. But then came a message from my only friend. Oh, warrior, hide or else this is the end. They bound up my wings and they hunt for your head. They promised me justice, but they'll see you dead. They came to me with an armed battalion, held an axe to my innocent stallion, and said, now it is your turn to bow. See how the king has fallen now. They raised an anvil and laid me below. They thought to crush me, painful and slow, but I did live and I did flee. I put my pick through the butcher's teeth. Oh, woe to thee, people of Ordai. Hope your homes continue to smolder, and that you never rise again. Woe to those who call me a friend. I returned from battle all tattered and worn, and stumbled upon a poor child forlorn. He told me his story, he told me his woes, as I thought of a plan for our mutual foes. I stealthily went to familiar land, as I gathered my weapons and laid down my plans. But when the poor child spoke with friends he had known, he abandoned our mission and left me alone. I gathered my hounds and made them devour the allies I once knew. Sweet friendships now sour, and let explosions rain from on high. I gladly bid my final goodbye. Or woe to thee, people of Ordai. Hope your homes continue to smolder, and that you never rise again. Woe to those who call me a friend. Or woe to thee, people of Ordai. Hope your homes continue to smolder, and that you never
leave me be, for this is the end.